Bechasuk, our paragimo mismatest, Behechan Hayumanane. At which point in Hallel do we shake the lulav? As the din is, to shake the lulav back and forth, up and down, three times in each direction. The Gemara says, back and forth, la'atzer ruchas ram, to stop bad winds, and up and down, la'atzer tlalim ra'im, to stop the bad dew. V'hoidu la'ashem t'chila v'soif, uva'ana ha'ashem ho'shiana, divrei be'selo. During the two times we say hodu la'ashem in Hallel, and during ana ha'ashem ho'shiana. That's Shitas Beis Hillel, Ubeishame Oimrim. Af ba'ana Hashem Hotzlichana. Also, when we say Ana Hashem Hotzlichana, we shake the lulav. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sofe Hayiti for Rabbi Gamliel over Rabbi Yeshua. I was watching Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. Shakar Am Hayu Minanin Etlovam. The whole congregation was shaking the lulav. Behem Lo Ninu Elab Ana Hashem Hoshiana. But they only shook by Ana Hashem Oshiana, and also by Hodu Lashem Kitov Kibbutz Mechasto, like Beis Hillel. Mi Shabbat Derech, Velo Haya Biyado Lulav Bito. Somebody who's coming from a trip where he did not have a lulav. Lichashi Kanes Lebeso Yito Ashokhano. When he enters his house, he should take the lulav right away, and if he started eating already, then Yito Ashokhano. He should stop his meal and shake the lulav. As the din is, if there's no time after the meal is finished to shake the lulav, and the meal will extend itself all the way till the night time. So the din is that you're not allowed to delay at all. You have to stop the meal right then and take the lulav right then. But if there will be time left after the meal to shake the lulav, then you're not mechuyev to stop your meal. Because lulav is only a din derabbanan, as we are talking about during Chol HaMoed, as it says that he came from a trip. So obviously we're talking about Chol HaMoed. And lulav is only midaraisa the first day of Sukkot. During Chol HaMoed, it's only midarabbanan. But if it were deraisa, then you would be mechuyev to stop your meal and take the lulav, even if there was time after the meal to shake the lulav afterwards. Lo natal shacharis, yitol ben arabayim. If for some reason he didn't take the lulav in the morning, then he can take the lulav in the evening. Shako hayom, Karshala lulav. The whole day is good to take the lulav. Until nightfall, there's a mitzvah to take the lulav. Tachas Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Mi shahaya eved o isha o katan makrin oso. Somebody who was not able to read Hallel himself. So he had either an eved or an isha or a katan read the Hallel to him. Ona acharem ma shehen umrim. Then he has to repeat back everything they say, as an Eved, Isha, or Katan cannot be moed to him for Hallel, as they are not Chayev in Hallel. And somebody who is not Chayev in something cannot be moed to a different person that is Chayev. Now, Eved or Isha aren't Chayev, because since Hallel is a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama, and Eved or Isha are Pater by Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. And a Katan is also Pater, and a Katan is Pater from all Mitzvahs. And the Mishnah continues, Utehi lo me'era, and will be chal on him a klala, me'era meaning a curse, as he should have learned the Hallel himself, as it is obvious from the fact that he needs an Eved, Isha, or Katan to be mo'ed to him that he does not know to read the Hallel himself. Im ha'yagadol makriyaso, ona acharav haleluka. If he had an Ish who was in a gadol, read him the Hallel, somebody who is chayiv in the Hallel himself, so therefore he could be mo'ed in the Hallel, so therefore he doesn't have to repeat back the whole Hallel after him. Just the din is that after every pasuk in Hallel that the Gadol reads, he should say the word Haleluka.